സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരംപരാം. ഓം.
പേജ് 74 വേഴ്സ് 100.
ത്രിപഞ്ചാംഗാന്യഥോ വക്ഷ്യേ പൂർവോക്തസ്യ ഹി ലബ്ധയേ തൈശ്ച സർവൈ സദാ കാര്യം നിധിധ്യാസനമേവ തു.
ശങ്കരാചാര്യ, coming to the important topic called Nididhyasanam for internalization of the teaching, after Shravanam and Mananam, the Vedantic student has to take up the final sadhana called Nididhyasanam or contemplation. Nididhyasanam means alert living or remembering the teaching in crisis. When samsara bhava, ahankara, samsara invoked while we are interacting with the world, and that interactions trying to disturb, immediately this Vedantic student has to recollect Aham Brahma Asmi. The Jnanam has to come to surface. That is the need of the hour. When everything is fine, when situations are all fine, we don't require Aham Brahma Asmi, that knowledge. When physical pain or mental pain or surroundings, family disturbances are attacking the mind, the life becomes so vulnerable, not able to withstand to that pain. At that time, I have to recollect the Vedantic statements one by one. Aham panchakosha vilakshanaha, aham avasthatraya sakshi, shariratraya vilakshanaha aham, aham brahma shuddha buddha mukta swarupaha, I am the substratum of this universe, this body mind is only mithya. I have to dwell upon, on and on like this when the crisis comes. That is called Nididhyasanam. The more I contemplate like this, the more clarity, the nishtha in Brahma Swarupam, that is my Swarupam. While listening itself, when Guru is talking about Brahman, Shravana Kale, I have to convert that Brahman into I. When Guru is talking Brahma Satyam, I have to say, I am Satyam. Jagan Mithya, Jeevo Brahmaiva. Instead of Jeevo, Aham Brahmaiva Na Paraha. Like that we have to learn to say this way. Then the same thing I have to repeat while Pashyan Shrunvan Sprushan Jigran, when I am interacting with the world. So this type of Nididhyasanam is very, very important for Jnana Phalam. That is why Yani Sthita Prajnasya Lakshanani தானி முமுக்ஷோஹோ சாதனானி. We have to imitate that Jnani. Learn to imitate Jnani for decades together, then naturally it becomes, you know. My real nature has to become very natural, spontaneous to me. Afterwards, this bodily, physical, mental disturbances, emotional disturbances, they cannot touch me. I can distance them as sakshi, I watch them. That technique Acharya giving with 15 disciplines, like tripanchangani, 15 disciplines like ashtanga yoga, same, almost same words Shankaracharya borrows, but interprets in a different way. Sarvaihi niridhyasanameva sadakaryam. With these 15 steps, one has to do niridhyasanam all the time. Purvoktasya labdhaye means to get that knowledge about Brahman completely, totally. Assimilated food alone gives energy, not consumed food. The more you put sugar in the milk, you cannot get sweetness. Therefore, after putting one spoon of sugar, intelligent person does what? Taking a spoon, taking one spoon and stir it. The stirring process is very important. Even if you put two spoons, three spoons of sugar, you won't get sweetness unless you stir it. Similarly, Shastra, one after the other text, you go on listening, it is like putting sugar. Nididhyasanam is like a stirring process. Many people forget, in while putting sugar they remember. But this sugar, Shastra sugar, as you put, stop stirring. Go home and sit and do Nididhyasanam. Internalize the teaching. That stirring process is very important. Sadakaryam, Acharya says. Not once in a while or only few hours, few minutes. Sadakaryam. Purvoktasya labdhaye. That Mahavakya for assimilation, for clarity, for nishtha, one has to do niridhyasanam. Up to here, we saw in the last class, 101.
Nityabhyasarte praptihi. Na bhave sachidatmanah. Tasmad brahma nididhyaset. Jignasvashreyasethiram. Claiming Atma as I. That is what he is telling here. Nityabhyasa rute. Nityabhyasa. Nitya means every day, regularly, without fail. Rute means without, without regular contemplation practice, without regular niridhyasanam. Sachidatmanah praptihi na bhavet. Sat chit atmanah, that means I am pure existence. Chit means consciousness. I am of the nature of. Atmanaha means I am of the nature of pure existence, Shuddha Sattvam. Shuddha Sat, I am. Shuddha Chit, I am. That is my nature. Satchidatmanaha Praptihi. Praptihi means I recognize, I discover that I am Sat, I am Chit. That is called Praptihi. It is not an entity, Sat is something, Chit is something, I have to get it. That is not the Prapti. Praptasya Praptihi. I was Sat, I am Sat, I ever will be Sat. I was Chit, I am Chit, I ever will be Chit. I cannot be other than Sat Chit. That also very important. I cannot be other than Sat Chit at any time. At any time. That Satchidatmanaha Praptihi na bhavet, without this nididhyasanam it is not possible. Nityabhyasa rite na praptihi. In spite of listening, casual listening or serious listening also won't work. Application is important. Learning, cycling in the ground, playground. That too on Sundays. Sunday, Saturday, no crowd is there. Having learned everything, when things are fine, I learn Shastra. I have to use of that. Cycling, when there is a crowd, Pondi Bazaar, Usman Road, you have to drive. Cycle or car or anything. Then only you are a good driver. How long you cycle, do pedaling in the playground? What for? No use. Like that, how long when class is going on, I am fine. But when situations are going heavier, at that time I lose my heart. Nothing comes in my mind. We don't remember also. Aham Brahmasmi ane. So there is no use at all. That's why Nitya Abhyasa is required. This Shastra should come and rescue me from the onslaughts of samsara, vyadhi bhayam, jara bhayam, marana bhayam, so many bhayams, future bhayam, adhivada extra chetukano, future bhayam. So all these bhayams, when they will go, you have to do nitya abhyasaha. Without that it is not possible. Tasmat, therefore, Brahma nididhyaset, one has to contemplate. Upon what? Brahman. Brahman has to be contemplated as myself. Brahman has to be contemplated as myself, that is important. No time I should not say. I have to give time. Brahma niridhyaset ho jignasoho shreyase chiram. Jignasoho, if the person who is having lot of desire to get nishtha, to be free from insecurity, bhayam, otherwise Shastra remains in the mind, intellect, as some another information. Therefore, many people never claim that Brahma Swarupam Shastra talking is my Swarupam. You require a lot of courage to claim that. Without courage, you cannot say that. Ordinary courage is not sufficient. A courage which is born out of clarity, understanding. It's not just lip movement. Courage, I am so courageous, Swamini. I also say, what? Aham Brahmasmi. By saying kali, no, verbally, nothing will work. It is not true knowledge. The knowledge born out of clarity. I cannot be other than Brahman. It is impossible for me. That clarity. A clarity word is very important. Understanding. Nothing is required other than understanding. The more you understand, the more you are clear, the more you are free. That is what he says. Brahma nididhyaset jignasuhu. For what? Sreyase. For that moksha phalam. Sreyase means moksha phalam, for aparoksha jnanam. Listening from the teacher gives only paroksha jnanam. Initial stages la paroksha jnanam da varum. That Brahman is so wonderful. Who is telling this Brahman? This Buddhu student saying that Brahman is so wonderful. Guru says that Brahman you are. Oho. Oho aha illa. You have to claim I am that. I am that. When can we claim that? We have to claim fast. Say a say for moksha phalam. Chiram. For a long tough time. Chiram abhyaset. Nididhyaset. Chiram for a long time. Not one or two times. Chiram sreyase for moksha phalam. For a length of time one has to do nididhyasanam. It's a lifelong process. Internalization is very very important. Therefore, never be complacent. Nididhyasanam is must, one of the important sadhana in this Jnana Yoga triad. Jnana Yoga triad. You be in touch with the Shastra. First listening only Shravanam. Second listening serves as another Shravanam. Third Shravanam only is a service as a Nididhyasanam. Third, fourth, fifth, how many times you listen, every time it serves as a Nididhyasanam. If you don't do Nididhyasanam separately at home, you sit in the class and listen to Shastra, it serves as Nididhyasanam. You get more clarity. Next slope. That's why the difference between Ashtanga Yoga and Panchanga Dasha, Panchadashanga Yoga. Now we are going to study Panchadashanga Yoga. Shankaracharya is going to give it a different meaning. He says this is for Uttam Adhikari. Ashtanga Yoga is for Manda Adhikari. Manda Adhikari, when you are practicing Ashtanga Yoga, slowly you will be fit enough to come to Vedanta. Then to get more clarity, we give Panchadashanga, 15 steps of Nididhyasanam. So, we will enter into that Panchadashanga Sadhanam. Just he gives the names of those 15 steps in 102, 103. Then from 104 he starts explaining one by one. Verse 102. Yamo hi niyamasyagaham maunam deshascha kalata asanam moolabandhascha deha samyam cha drukstitihi. Prana samyamanam chaiva pratyaharascha dharanam atmadhyanam samadhis
பிரோக்தான்யங்கானி வைக்ரமாத்.
ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஸ்டெப் இஸ் யமஹா, ஒன்லி ஜஸ்ட் என்லிஸ்டிங். Therefore, I will give what are all the 15 steps. Yamaha. Yama means restraining, avoidance of don'ts, restraining. Yachati iti yamaha. I am not going to give the Ashtanga Yoga meaning at all. Yama niyama asana, because you all of you know that. That is not required here. We are going straight away the meaning what Shankaracharya wants to give. Then second one is Niyamaha. In the sloka first line it is given Niyamaha. Discipline, something to be followed. Disciplines, something to be followed. Niyamaha. Do's are Yamaha means don'ts, Niyamaha means do's. Number 3, Tyagaha, giving up, renunciation. Number 4, Maunam, silence. Number 5, Deshaha, place, where you have to practice this Deshaha. Number 6, Kalatha, time. Number 7, Asanam, posture, posture, posture. Number 8, Moolabandhaha, a type of hold or lock, root locking, Moolabandhascha, the chakara is a just a conjunction. Moolabandhaha, a type of lock or hold. Number 9, Deha Samyam. 102, second line, middle. Deha Samyam is there. The equilibrium of the body. Deha means body. Samyam means equilibrium. Evenness. Number 10, Druk Stitihi, steadiness, focusing. Druk Stitihi. Next shloka, first one, 11th one, Prana Samyamanam, breathing discipline. Prana Samyamanam means breathing discipline. Chaiva is not another one, okay. Eva, also conjunction, avyayam. Number 12, Pratyaharaha, withdrawal of sense organs. Number 13, Dharana, focusing on object. Number 14, Atmadhyanam, means retaining the mind in Atma Swarupam. Retaining the mind in Atma Swarupam, Atma Dhyanam. Last and final one, Samadhihi, means absorption. Absorption. These are the disciplines to be followed as a part of Nididhyasanam. Proktani angani vai kramat. Kramat means this is the order you have to follow. Not first samadhi, later pratyahara. Steps one by one. You have to start. First step, second step, third step. So 15th step is the samadhi. The topmost step. That is why Acharya puts the word kramat, in order. This is the order you have to follow. Now we go one by one in detail. 104.
Sarvam brahmeti vijnanate. Indriya grama sanyamah. Yamo yamiti samproktah. Abhyasaniyo muhur muhuh.
What do you mean by yama? Yama means here Ahimsa, Satyam, Asteyam, Brahmacharyam, Aparigraham is Ashtanga Yoga Yama. Here Yama means Indriya Grama Samyamaha. Indriya Grama Samyamaha. Not craving for sense objects experiences. Samyamaha means restraining, controlling, discipline. Indriya gramam. Gramam means group of sense organs. Gramam means group. Samyamaha, restraining. Brahma iti vijnanat. Sarvam. Restraining and sitting. Ashtanga yogi does what? Controlling the sense organs and sitting. But Vedantin does what? Having withdrawn the senses, he remains, he or she understands everything is Brahman only. While restraining from anything also, what is the thought pattern behind it? The thought pattern is everything is Brahman only. Everything is Brahman only. Sarvam, everything. Brahma iti, Brahman alone. That you put in within inverted commas. Sarvam, Brahma iti. Everything is Brahman. Iti, vijnanat, with this knowledge, withdraw the senses means not craving for any object. Deepavali sale, discount, going for this experience or that experience or this object, that object. Where can I go? Everything is Brahman. Everything is Brahman. The desirer is Brahman, desired is Brahman. What am I missing? What am I lacking to desire for? That is called Indriya Grama Samyamaha. Understanding everything is Brahman, that object doesn't have any reality of its own to give any ananda to me. Everything is Brahman. That is real restraining. Initial stages, while doing a sadhana, initial stages, everything, from everything I withdraw the mind because they will carry away me, they will take, drag me into prapancha, worldly life, bhayam bhayama bhayama irko. Therefore I have to close my ears, close my eyes and all. Now not closing, open-eyed restraining. Open-eyed restraining. While going and seeing all of them also, everything is Brahman. Not craving for anything. That is real Yamahana. Sarvam Brahma iti bhavana. Afterwards, if you open your eyes or close your eyes, what is matter? Even you are watching movie also doesn't matter, because it cannot disturb you. You need not run away from them. Now you can see the subtle difference. There, physically, that yogi physically withdraw the senses. Here, in spite of interaction in spite of involvement of sense objects in the objects, according to the prarabdha that is going on, person is not having taste for that, love for that, craving for that. That there you are deliberately you are withdrawing. Here you are there, but they have gone from you. Previously you have gone from them, now they have gone from you. Why? What is the use for this person? He is not having any craving. Therefore, sense objects also silent. They don't ask me, buy me, buy me, buy me. Previously, therefore, I want to run away from them. Now they are not creating any desire in me, because everything is Brahman. That's what Yama, I am Yamaha iti samproktaha. This practice alone is called Yamaha, not craving for sensory experiences. Indriya grama samyamaha, after getting sarvam brahma iti vijnanat, this is called Yamaha. I am Yamaha iti proktaha. Abhyasaniyaha muhur muhuhu. Whenever, whatever object I am enjoying through eyes, through ears, through tongue, or through any sense of organs, what is it? Brahman. What you are seeing? Brahman. What you are hearing? Brahman. What you are tasting? Brahman. What you are touching? Brahman. Everything is Brahman. Nothing can be out of Brahman. Why? Sarvam Brahmamayam. Ahameva Sarvam. Ahameva Sarvam. If something is there separate from me only, I have to desire. When nothing is separate from me, can I desire myself? When everything I am, everything is Brahman. What is the logic here? Everything is Brahman. Sarvam Brahma. Brahman I am. First statement is everything is Brahman. Sarvam Brahmamayam. Second statement, Brahman happens to be myself. Brahman I am. What is third statement naturally? Sarvam I am. Everything is myself only. Then what else I have to ask? What I have to desire? Therefore, this with this knowledge, you move with the sense objects also, sense experiences also, they cannot, there is no question of disturbance. That type of practice, now you tell me Ashtanga Yoga, Yama is for whom? Manda or Uttama? Manda. This abhyasa is for Uttama, like you. Next, Niyama. Sajatiya pravahasya. Vijatiya tiraskrutihi. Niyamo hi paranandah. Niyamatsiyate budhaihi. Second discipline of Nididhyasanam is Niyamaha. Ashtanga Yoga Niyama, Saucha, Santosha, Tapaswadhyaya, Ishwara Pranidhana. Now, you need not have that much big job here. Here it is very simple, but tough. Simple, not for all people. For Uttam Adhikaris. This is ideal. Sajatiya Pravahasya Vijatiya Tiraskritihi. Niyamaha. Same thought, Atma Chintanam. Sarvada. All the time Atma Vishayaka Vritti continuously going on. Whatever object comes in the mind, its name, its form, the person's form, whatever comes in the mind, I convert that into Atma. That is called Sajatiya Vritti. For example, a family member interacting. What is the nature of that person, really speaking? Physical body is matter, mind is also matter. That person is also a mixture of OC, RC, RM. OC is Satyam, RC, RM both are Mithya. I am also RC, OC, RM. I am OC alone is Satyam. There also OC, here also OC, Satyam. RC, RM, RC, RM cancelled each other. What remains is OC. This Vritti. Next, another person comes interaction. Different type of dialogues, different type of voice, different types of, all may different. Different situation, different person, different type of dialogues. Again, there also, I have to understand, this is also Atma only, Sat is there, Chit is there, that body-mind complex is also incidental matter, the interacting dialogues, words are also unreal, only for vyavahara going on. Therefore, I need not take it seriously. OC alone is Satyam. This is called Sajatiya Chintanam. Sajatiya means the same thought flow. Vijatiya means a different thought. Same connected to Atma. Atma Vishayaka Vritti. Atma Swarupam is this. Atma Sattu Chittu Ananda Swarupam. Sakshi Chaitanyam. Existence Consciousness Principle. Connected to that only thought should be continued. Anatma thoughts should not come while doing Nididhyasana. You should not carry away by slowly. Sun is also Atma only. Afterwards, sun connected when all will come Vijatiya. First we start Atma, Atma, Atma. Then all another Anatma thoughts will come. That is Vijatiya. But once Vijatiya comes, again Ahankara, Mamakara comes. Mamakara comes, again worry comes. Therefore, worry is coming means what? It is Vijatiya in artha. Worry thought comes, Sajatiya or Vijatiya. Atma is Abhayam. There is no worry, there is no Bhayam. Suddenly, while doing Nididhyasana Swamini, I am afraid of, I have fear. Again, fear, you have come down to Ahankara level. Aham to Ahankara. Aham, Aham, Aham. Sarvam, Ahameva. That Chintana is Sajatiya. The moment I slip down from Aham to Ahankara, the Sarira Bhavana, Mamakara, worry, fear, all will come. Doubt, Sandeham. Ellame, which are giving mali again samsara. Slowly samsara comes. Why Vijatiya Pratyaya? That is why Sajatiya, Vijatiya Pratyaya Anantarita Sajatiya Pratyaya Pramahaha. Here what Pratyaya we have? Akhandakara Vritti. Aham Brahma Asmi. Sarvam Brahma Eva. Whatever I am saying, they are only Mithya, Vyavaharika Satyam. Nama, Rupa, everything is Vyavaharikam. Vyavaharikam cannot touch me. These are all called Sajatiya. Atma ka sambandhamana, boosting up myself, no? I have to boost up myself. The more I boost up, I am so சஜாத்திய ஆத்மசிந்தனம், ஆத்மசிந்தனம், அஹம் ஆத்மா, ஆத்மா, ஆத்மா. ஐ ஷுட் நாட் ஸ்லிப் டவுன், ஐ ஹவ் டு பி வெரி கேர்ஃபுல். தட் இஸ் கால்ட் நியமஹ. வைல் டூயிங் திஸ் அபியாசம் சம்டைம்ஸ் வி ஃபெயில், அகெய்ன் ஸ்டார்ட், நோ ப்ராப்ளம், அகெய்ன் ஸ்டார்ட. We need not feel how many times I have failed. Doesn't matter. First you have failed, you have recognized that itself is the best. You are growing in artha. I have missed. Vijayatiya vritti has come. I have slipped down. Paravala. You have recognized that you have slipped down. That itself shows you are doing proper sadhana in artha. Puriyada? சஜாத்திய பிரவாகச்ச விஜாத்திய திரஸ்கிருதி. ஒன்ஸ் விஜாத்திய கம்ஸ் பர்சன் ஃபேமிலி மெம்பர், நோபடி இஸ் அரௌண்ட், வி ஆர் வெரி ஃபைன், கம்ஃபர்டபிள். சடன்லி தே கம் அண்ட் தே ஆஸ் சம்திங், யூ ஹவ் கம், வி வோன்ட் சே லவுட்லி, திஸ் பர்சன் ஹாஸ் கம் அண்ட் மை நிதித்தியாசனம் கான். அதெல்லாம் அங்கே ப்ராப்ளம், யோகா ப்ராப்ளம், நமக்கு அந்த மாதிரி ப்ராப்ளம் கிடையாது. Suppose any person comes, talks, family member, same, Brahman only, there also, Brahman, ahameva, in different form I am there, in a different interaction, different words, that's all. That is the highest, vijatiya tiraskriti. Suppose vijatiya means what? Son thought, daughter thought, body, mind, complex thought comes, திரஸ்கிருத்திக்கு, யூ மஸ்ட் இமீடியட்லி யூ புஷ் இட் அவுட். தட் இஸ் அனாத்மா சிந்தனம், அனாத்மா தாட். நோ, ஐ ஹாவ் டு சி தட் தேர் ஆத்மா சத் சித், சத் சித். சடன்லி மஸ்கிட்டோ கம்ஸ் அண்ட் பை, சத் சித் தான். வாட் டு டூ? த பெயின் தட் ஜீவி, தட் பாடி நீட் சம் பிளட், சம் ஃபுட் from you. You are doing annadanam. You have to understand. There also sat, the chaitanyam you appreciate. The chaitanyam in the mosquito, the sentience you see. Oh, I this chaitanyam, sentience is there in mosquito also. Afterwards bat, use bat. Again like crackers, no? You know, bat, oh, bat. That sound also, Brahman only. So everything is Brahman. Everything is within that drama going on. That is called tiraskriti. Anatma chintana vritti vishayaka tiraskriti. Negate, refute, drop, give up. Atma chintana, atma chintana. How many times? Sada, already he told. So that sada, sada, everything you have to supply for every sadhana. Niyamaha hi, this is called niyamaha. Paranandaha niyamat kriyate budhaihi. Shankaracharya says, this is not my recommendation, my prescription. Budhaihi, by wise people. Paranandaha, the supreme ananda. Paranandaha niyamat kriyate. This aham paranandaha, I am supreme ananda swarupam, I am infinite ananda. Budaihi niyamat kriyate. Wise people regularly, consistently they practice this. These are not my prescriptions. Oh, listeners, understand. Budaihi. See the great acharya. Always, great people, when they are writing, when they are talking, when explaining, they remember all great people. Even Lord Krishna remembers Janakadayaha. Loka sangrahame vapi sampashyan kartu marhasi. He says, Arjuna, you remember Janaka, etc., Ashwapati, Maharajas, how they did. That is why we have to keep some exemplaries, models in the front of our mind all the time. You go on seeing your chitti peti in the family, நமக்கு இருக்கிற சக்தி கூட போயிடும். That is why keep always right models, exemplaries. Then only we can boost up, we can recoup our energy. That energy, Atma Jnanam, you can energize. Not by seeing our family members, great people. That's what Acharya reminds. Bhushaihi paranandam niyamat kriyate. Niyamat means without fail. Once the teacher says, initially they start doing. Afterwards, they forget. Yoga, while learning, they practice regularly. Afterwards, they don't do. Like that, the human mind, this is a weakness. Initial stages, when we listen first time, first book also when you buy, we put atta ella potte. அது ரொம்ப முன்னாடி பின்னாடி பார்த்துட்டே இருப்போம். அப்புறம் அது இருக்குன்னு கூட தெரியாது அந்த புஸ்தகம். இது ஹியூமன் நேச்சர். பட் ஆச்சாரியா நோஸ் திஸ் வீக்னஸ். தட் இஸ் மைண்ட். ஆரம்ப சூரத்துவம் எல்லாருக்குமே, ஆரம்ப சூரத்துவம். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸுக்கு ஓஹோ ஆஹான்னு வருவா, அதுக்கப்புறம் எங்கேயும் ஆளே காணும் என்ன, அது மாதிரி ஆயிடும். நிறைய பேர் அப்படிதான் ஸ்டார்டிங்ல எல்லாமே ஒரே உஷார், குஷி குஷியா இருப்போம். கொஞ்ச நாளுக்கு அப்புறம் யூ சி ஆல் கிளாஸஸ் லைக் தட் ஒன்லி. வென் எவர் ஐ ஸ்டார்ட் நியூ டெக்ஸ்ட், ஆல் வில் கம். ஐ கிவ் சோ மெனி புக்ஸ் ஃபார் எவ்ரி ஒன். ஆஃப்டர் வேர்ட்ஸ் எங்க இருக்க ஆளே காணும். ஹவு பீப்புள் சோ வீக் மைண்ட் என்னது தெரியும். That is why Lord Krishna said, Manushyanam Sahasraneshu. It's not so easy. Consistency is not so easy. For a length of time to practice, to study, to do Nididhyasanam is not so easy. Many people won't stand. Many people are tired first. Physically tired, intellectually tired, mentally tired, everything tired. No. Untiringly you have to practice. Niyamat kriyate, see Acharya says. Next shloka. Then third discipline, tyagaha. 106. Tyaga prapancha rupasya. Chidatmatvavalokanat. ி மகதாம் பூஜ்ய சத்யோ மோக்ஷமயோயத. சத்ய மோக்ஷமயத, பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் விச் பிராக்டிஸ் தியாக இஸ் த பெஸ்ட் ஃபோர்மோஸ்ட் practice, discipline. Tyage naike amrutatva manashuhu. Tyaga means renunciation. Ashrama, sannyasa ashrama, receiving and rituals dropping is called ashrama sannyasa. Ashrama sannyasa, we drop everything, we do tyaga, giving up, renunciation. Renouncing everything is called ashrama sannyasa. Acharya is not highlighting, that is secondary. Ashrama sannyasa, physically you renounce everything and taking saffron clothes, that sannyasa I am not talking. Real sannyasa is this. Prapancha rupasya chidatmatvavalokanat. பிரபஞ்ச ரூபஸ்ய தியாக. ரினௌன்ஸ் திஸ் அனாத்ம, அனாத்ம பாவனை, திஸ் பிரபஞ்ச பாவனை, நாம ரூபா பிரபஞ்சா, திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் ரியல், திஸ் பீப்புள் ஆர் ரியல், திஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஆர் ரியல், இன்சிடென்ட்ஸ் ஆர் ரியல், திஸ் பாவனை தியாக. மே யூ கிவ் அப் தட் பிரபஞ்ச ரூப பாவனை. How can you give up? Just like that you cannot give up. with another force you have to give up this. What is that force? Na chidatma avalokanat. Chidatma avalokanat means with clear understanding. Avalokanam means jnanam, clear understanding about what? Siddhatma, Siddeva Atma, Siddhatma. I, the Atma, am consciousness alone, that awareness, that Chaitanyam, Osi, Bimba Chaitanyam, I am. With this Jnanam, I am, that means not self. Atma means what? Self. Who am I? I am Atma. Siddhatma. What type of Atma I am? Siddhatma. Siddhatma means what? Chaitanyam. Chaitanya Atma Swarupam Ahamasmi. Atma Jyoti. Jyoti, some people, those who cannot have that intellectual agility, they cannot study, they cannot understand the Shastra, and they just read books, and one Mahatma, they go there, and Atma is like a Prakasham, Atma is like light, and he sits in meditation and some light he sees inside, some moving imagination. After seeing that light, I have seen Atma, he says. You have seen Atma? Yes, I have seen. Can you show me? Yes, I can show you. Come on, you also sit and close your eyes. Then this person go on talking. You see the light, it comes and moves in the body. Yes, moving. Where it is moving? In the from right side it is moving slowly. Left side. Enna idu kada? ரெண்டு பேர்னு கூட்டிட்டு போய் மென்டல் ஹாஸ்பிட்டல் கீழ் பார்க்கல உட்கார வைக்கணும். அண்ட் பீப்புள் ஆல்சோ கோயிங் ஆன் அண்ட் ஆன் அண்ட் ஐ ஹவ் காட் ஆத்ம தர்சனம். என்ன லைட் தர்சனம்? ஆத்ம தர்சனமா? லைட் தர்சனமா? ஆத்மா இஸ் நாட் லைட் அப்பா. ஒன் ஸ்டூடெண்ட் இஸ் ஆஸ்கிங், தே ஹியர் ஹியர் அண்ட் தேர் தே ஹியர் வாட் ஆத்மா இஸ் அ லைட். Light is a light in whose presence things are known. Since Atma's presence all things are known, therefore Atma is compared to light. Atma is not light. Jyotisham api sat jyotihi, compared to light. So who is that light, Atma, because of which things are known? I am only knowing everything. I, the OC, through RCRM, I am knowing everything. Since I am knowing everything, in my presence things are evident. Therefore, I, the Atma, am like light. Don't wait for light. Okay. Chagaha hi mahatam pujyaha. This chagaha, chidatma avalokanat prapancha rupasya chagaha. By understanding Aham Atma, Siddhatma, consciousness principle, pure, Shuddha, Chaitanyam, Ahamasmi, in every cognition, Pratibodha Viditam Matam, in every cognition, in every knowledge, I am evident. I am conscious of. What am I conscious of is prapanchaha, nama rupa, tyagaha. What am I conscious of is anatma. Who is conscious of is atma. Since I am conscious of everything, I am atma. Since I am conscious of all names and forms, they are come under prapancha. Therefore, I do tyagaha. I drop them. Drop them means I don't give reality to them. What about your body? My body also, because I am conscious of my body. I, the Chidatma, am conscious of this body. Therefore, body also comes under prapanchaha. What about mind? Mind also I am conscious of. Dull mind, active mind, dull plus active, both mixed mind. Therefore, I am conscious of. So, mind is also comes under prapancharupaha. Therefore, what? Tyagaha. Mind is not me. Body is not me. I am sarira vilakshanaha, mana vilakshanaha, atma, chidatma. Tyagaha hi mahatam pujyaha. This jnanam, this tyagaha means prapancha tyagaha, anatma tyagaha means anatma mithyatva nischayaha. This pujyaha, this is the highest. Sadhyaha mokshamayaha yataha. Sadhyaha, immediate. Sadhyaha, immediately this person claim aham brahma asmi. No doubt. Bye. Tatana. Satya. Therefore, sadhyaha mokshahana. Here, now itself, I am chidatma. When you are chidatma, after coming to aparokshanubhuti class, Swamini, Uppuda, Nanna Priyardi, now only I am Chidatma. No. Before you are understanding aparokshanubhuti, before you are studying, also you are Chidatma only. You recognize now, before coming to class also, I was Ajnani Chidatma. Ippudu Jnani Chidatma, that's all. I know I am Chidatma. That time I was not aware of that I am Chidatma. This is called Tyagaha. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.